This is WABF, and it's time now for the Gulf Coast Swap Shop.
Swap Shop time.
Your free personal advertising show is live and in color on the radio and online. Brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
By Fairhope Hemp CBD, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Fairhope Living Magazine, and At Your Door Pet Sitter.
928-9228 is the number to call. When we get you on the line, you can talk about anything you want, but please no guns, ammo, prescriptions, or businesses, and let's keep it to rescue animals only.
And aside from that, pretty much anything goes.
Stay on the line to make sure we get your information accurately as well.
Because it's Tuesday, and that means it's a Monday in disguise. And besides that, it's cold outside. What's up with that?
No, it's because I've been gone out of town to see my children and my grandbaby, and my mind is still in North Carolina to steal a line from James Taylor.
Okay. Well, there ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
And if that weren't enough, we have a recording artist, Neil Dover, in the studio with
us now.
Thank
you for having me.
Wow, thank you for being here, Neil Dover. Welcome.
Yeah, it's great.
We had a...
It is chilly outside.
We had a lady in to tell us yesterday morning on Community Contact about a fundraising event that you're performing in called the Shindig.
Shindig.
And it is a benefit concert happening this Friday night at the Coastal Alabama Community College to benefit the Women's Health Center in Spanish Fort. So welcome. We'll talk about the event and your history and how, can I say Nashville recording artist?
I've recorded in Nashville. Anywhere. I've also recorded in Fairhope in my house.
I was about to say, how did you go from there to Fairhope? So we've got lots to talk about. When the phone's not ringing, we just want to remind our audience, don't feel like you're interrupting us, and give us a call at 928-9228.
You know, I'm not great at talking about myself. I don't find it all that interesting. But it's an accident that I wound up in Fairhope, a very happy accident for me.
Okay.
Anytime you have a happy accident, it's because you're either leaving a life or entering another one. That
God intended.
Yogi Berra-ish, but yeah, absolutely. So I wound up here, and my brother was here. He's long since moved away with his family, but I wound up here and just met this amazing community with the whole Gulf Coast and the Floribama that invited me in, and I've made a living doing that now for 11 years. So you asked me how I got from Nashville here. I've never been to Nashville.
Okay.
I've recorded a couple of records in a friend's basement, but that's not like, unquote, been to Nashville, you know what I mean? I never went there and did that. I never chased that dream. God bless the kids who do, because if they didn't, you wouldn't have a music industry. You know, those kids who go there and sign those record contracts, that's where you get music like Garth Brooks or Luke Bryan. I mean, it takes a lot of money to make that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to make that investment. But I always wanted something a little different for myself, a little happier. So some of my records were recorded in my house. One of them was recorded on Orange Avenue.
Okay, right here. Orange Avenue.
And I'm pointing the right direction.
Yes, you are.
Another one of them was recorded in my house over here off of Gaffer. And now I own a house down on Twin Beach. And so,
with your own studio there.
Well, you say studio and you think something cool like this room you're in here. You know, people can make music sitting at a table with a recorder. So, and I did a Christmas record in that house during quarantine, having nothing else to do. So,
yeah, I've actually seen some people's bathrooms that the acoustics are just fantastic. You know, with the tiles on the wall, big showers and stuff, and they actually have a great echo off the walls in those places. So, yeah, studios where you make it. So.
Not to knock those huge studios that where some of that famous music comes from, but you're exactly right.
Get the natural reverb in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rule in music. If it sounds good to you, it'll sound good to somebody else.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, I remember, I'm not sure which song that we played of yours on this show 2 or 3 weeks ago when Miss Joy Turner, who's doing the publicity for the event, contacted me. I was like, dadgum, it sounds like, I mean, it's as good as any hit record I've ever heard. Country music, do you label yourself country, or is that kind of what comes out as one of your genres?
You know, I think if you sound country, you're country, whether you call it that or not. And if you sound like rock and roll, you're rock and roll, even if you call it country.
So. Okay.
But thank you for saying that. That's a sweet compliment. I also don't know what you played.
I'm not sure what we played either, but you've got one here that you'd like us to play.
I think that this song is called 50 Years, and I don't think Nashville celebrates the people that this song is about. Nashville talks a lot about new love, young love, Friday night, what's going on. But this song is about people who said, I do, and stuck with it. It's called 50 Years.
Okay, Neil Dover, ladies and gentlemen, on WABF.
Well, he gave her a diamond ring. She said, I'm not ready yet. He had to ask her three more times, but she finally said yes. She put it on in 68, and then he shipped out overseas. At 12 years and 9 months later, she had me. And it's been 50 years today, and I said, Dad, how you doing? And he said, it feels like 6 months. I know it's been longer, but after 50 years, we just keep getting stronger. Son, I just wish for you a love like your mama and a lifetime of laughter and tears. One day it'll feel like 6 months after 50 years. Dad, what's it take to make it? There must be a secret. And he said, truth is, son, when you've got love, you don't need a reason. But a little good dirt and a little good luck and a whole lot of Jesus. And the one thing you'll never get enough of, and that's time. When it feels like 6 months, I know it's been longer, but after 50 years, we just keep getting stronger. Son, I just wish for you a love like your mama and a lifetime of laughter and tears. One day it'll feel like 6 months after 50 years. Oh, it's a lifetime. But man, it'll fly by. It feels like 6 months. I know it's been a little longer, but after 50 years, just keep getting stronger. Son, I just wish for you a love like your mama and a lifetime of laughter and tears. And one day it'll feel like 6 months after 50 years.
That is Neil Dover and 50 Years. And now that I've seen it, I wished I had told our audience to pull up YouTube and pull up the song and watch the video.
After the show. After the show's over. Not now, yeah. but in a little while.
Go to YouTube and type in Neil Dover, 50 Years. Because the video is fantastic. Did you write that?
I did write that with some help from my buddy, Rusty Buddy. You ain't really Southern if you don't have a buddy named Buddy. So.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Yeah. So, and in that picture or in the video, you actually had couples, real couples in it?
Absolutely. So the song is about love, like endearing love. And so I have all these amazing people around, my wife and myself, that have been married all this time, this beautiful example for folks. So I call some of them on the phone, and some folks I put out, if you've been married for a long time, please send us a picture of then and now, if you have it, 50 years or longer. One couple in there was married for 73 years.
That's beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, I thought so.
And why isn't that a hit record? I mean, that's as good, if not better, than anything I've heard.
Well, that conversation...
I was in country music a long time as well as other
You're paying
formats.
Me a compliment. We don't really need to go into that, but it takes money. Luke Bryan would spend $1 million to get in the top five. I mean, there's a lot of money involved in having a hit record. In the music industry, you got to remember, it's the music business. This is such a stupid little thing to say, but music business.
Yes.
Music comes first. Business is longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you look at the words, now that's just a cheap little trick for myself, but there is more business involved than mm-hmm. actual music. So you're paying me a compliment, and my long answer is thank you very much.
You're very humble. You're very humble. So it was, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, it's really your choice not to chase that pie in the sky. As you said off air, you've made a living making music your way.
Right. Well, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, because I was kind of older when I wound up accidentally here in Fairhope and decided to do this for a living. The kids who get signed to record contracts are 15 years old. They're not more than 22. And the Chris Stapleton accidents are because Chris worked his butt off mm-hmm. and wrote for 20 years and then put himself on the radio. So those are rare. And in Nashville, I mean, I'm a decent singer. Nashville, you walk down the street, and the guys sitting on the street busking are incredible singers, and yeah. they can play guitar like nobody's business. So I decided to just do this instead.
Make your own niche. And yes, what is this? What you play at various events and venues and private parties. And
so
what?
I play at the Floribama every Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
There's an excuse to go to the beach on a weekday?
Oh, you
yeah.
bet.
Yeah,
it's a blast.
Okay.
I've been there for 10 years now. And now we have returning people for vacation, bringing their kids. I've got kids I watched grow up who get up on stage with me and take their picture, and they're taller than I am. Oh, it's amazing. There's one little girl, or she's probably not listening. Her name's Carlin Pacitti, and her grandmother was my bartender for a long time. And she was five. She would get dropped off after kindergarten. She would run at that stage and launch herself, just trusting that I would catch her, whether the guitar was on me or not. And now she's this gorgeous 15-year-old girl. And just, yeah, it's been great. 10
wow.
years, so, every Wednesday afternoon. Yeah.
At 2 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am. Right. It's been fantastic.
Don't be surprised when you see our faces in that crowd.
I would love to have you.
Without a bushwhacker.
Well, it's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, so we need to do some research.
Yes,
for,
we do.
For
we have
a,
work to do, Mark. Got,
yeah.
How many bushwhackers can you have and then get a cab home? That's your research.
That is just too cool.
Good question. I'm
so,
thinking
this event, and by the way, if we just may say, please don't feel like you're interrupting us. We would love for the phone to ring. This is Swap Shop 928-9228. We'll pause the thought so that you can call, and if you want to speak to Neil and mm-hmm. ask him a question, you can do that as well. But your event, for folks that can't listen all hour, I just want to remind you, is a benefit concert called Shindig this Friday night, 5:30 p.m. until 8:30. And also featured in the show is the Mobile Gospel Band New Image. Their harmony is amazing. Have you heard them?
I've heard them, yeah.
Yeah.
They're
really
and
good.
Then Kirk J, isn't he the Baymanite guy that got on The Voice?
That's right.
Right?
That should be awesome.
So it's going to be, and I think the weather's going to be picture perfect, just like it is now.
Oh, I hope so. This is a good event.
You bring lawn chairs, and they said you can bring a picnic basket, but they'll also have food trucks. It's a $10 donation. Kids 12 and under are free. What can you tell us about the benefit? It's for the Women's Health Center of Spanish Fort.
Well, not to get too technical about it, but I and my personal feelings are that it's an amazing thing. They're not encouraging or discouraging anything, but if these women are choosing to have a child and knowing that it's hard to do it these days, that it's a place they can go for resources, for counsel, for just general support. They want to have the kid. They don't necessarily know if they have all the structure, the flying...
The purposes. Support.
Exactly.
The finances,
so,
the support, everything that's
this
needed.
Is really how charity should be done, is that people who have this passion for this topic mm-hmm. are there to help them.
Okay. That sounds lovely, and I'm sure we'll learn more about that Friday night. I accidentally closed the YouTube, so now I've got it back up. What about Drink Her Pretty?
I don't know that that's I mean, it's,
I like the title.
I'll tell you the story, and then if your friends want to listen to it another time, go ahead.
Is it language that the FCC will get on us?
No, sir,
right,
it's not.
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
That's a great
Well, let me tell you this story. Okay. There's no video there for that, because how could you possibly cast that? But so this song.
You have two women. One you go home with, the other one you wake up with. It's like, oh, no.
Dress up boys in like a Barbie costume or something. So there was a bar here in town, and my friends and I were there, and I'm really talking out of school here, and one of them came in and he said, "Boys, I had a date last night. I couldn't drink pretty." And in her defense, you couldn't drink him pretty either. So he's he's extremely sweet, and I love him.
So you hear a phrase, and it's like, oh my gosh, that could be a song.
Well, when you're done with this one, we can play "She Don't Want to Fish, But She Don't Mind Holding the Pole." there's a great video for that one.
Oh goodness, this is pretty
no. There
cool.
really is. Oh, there's a super cute video for that.
Okay, we might catch up with that one later on in the show.
We might. Too bad we can't show the video, so we just have to ask folks to, you know, they can go watch on their own. So this one, "Drink Her Pretty," is this one you recorded?
Played in my own house, played every part on it, drums, bass, everything. So it sounds. It sounds a little bit homemade, but I think it's fun.
Okay, and no video to this one, right?
Well, that's an ad still.
I know, okay. It's not letting me skip. Do you see that? Now it's letting me skip. All right, here we go.
Oh, there she goes, boys. Don't stare. Yeah, she's out there on the dance floor shaking her stuff, feeling out them jeans just a little too much. I got 20 bucks left, I hope it's enough. She's been eyeing me a while and I'm ready to drink her pretty. I'll never get drunk enough on beer alone. No, wipe that ugly off clean down to the bone. Gonna take whiskey, I'm buying it cheap. I might have enough to get her up to a three. If I can drink her pretty, I'm like Jesus turning water to wine at the ball. If I can drink her pretty, she'll be Cindy Crawford in no time at all. But the thing is, if I fall in love tonight, well, I've got to stay drunk for the rest of my life.
Oh,
somebody give me a shot. Make it two. She looks rough, I can't lie. Oh, but you ain't looking at her in the right Bud Light. Turn it on, let it shine. Ain't nobody looking better come closing time. Yeah, tonight I'm gonna fulfill a fantasy. Menage a trois, me and her and Jim Beam. I gotta drink her pretty. I'll drink her pretty. If I can drink her pretty, I'm like Jesus turning water to wine at the ball. If I can drink her pretty, she'll be Cindy Crawford in no time at all. But the thing is, if I fall in love tonight, well, I've got to stay drunk for the rest of my life. I gotta drink her pretty. I'll drink her pretty. Better fill my cup. Looks like I went and fell in love. I gotta drink.
This is, that's hilarious. Now, I mean, that should be a hit record. That's like, I love this bar. It's a classic, what they call a country anthem.
Okay.
The kind that everybody sings along to. Oh, it's all in
jest.
Play
that for my mother the first time I had written it. She said, women are not going to like that. And I said, you are so wrong, Mama. Women are going to love this because they know some chick like this.
I bet you Floribama just, the walls come down when you play this, you know, the longer in the afternoon, later in the afternoon, right?
The Floribama and I need to get ourselves a big bushwhacker cup called the Drinker Pretty Cup.
That's a very clever idea.
I'm glad you like it. Thank
yes,
you.
Very good. Wow. Have you ever been compared? I'm hearing a cross between maybe John Anderson and Alan Jackson, your voice, your tonal quality.
Never heard that comparison.
Never heard
but
that.
I've heard both individually, yeah.
Okay.
Mostly I get the Georges. And,
right.
And
if
I get up
with
in,
that.
In the high end, I get a little Vince Gill. But
oh,
that's probably because I'm a few pounds overweight now and my face is getting round.
Okay.
We're speaking with Neil Dover here on Swap Shop, WABF. He is playing in a benefit concert Friday night at the Coastal Alabama Community College outside at the amphitheater. It should be perfect weather. It's at 5:30. Tickets are only $10, and the kids 12 and under are free, so it's much like a Live at 5 event. Bring your chair and whatever you'd like to enjoy, to consume, and they'll also have food trucks there.
It's going to be a good thing.
It sounds
good
like
cause.
It sounds like. So we were talking during that song, you didn't have a video to that. That's one you recorded at home. I'm presuming you just lay down different tracks in some type of a digital audio program and then mix them together.
No digital audio. Not
what?
For me. Only analog. I kill digitals. Like, no pitch correction for me. Not that I couldn't benefit from it, I'm sure, but so this old, like, my body kills electronics, which I was, like I was saying, so I use this old...
Your electrical energy.
Like, I would kill your mouse if I played with it for long. That sounds dirty, but...
Interesting.
So, I have this machine that I've recorded three whole records on. You can get it offline. It's called the Boss 900 CDR 8-Track Digital Mixer. It's really the digital. That's really a misnomer. It's not very digital at all.
Okay. Eight track.
It's
okay.
An actual reel to reel type.
No, it's
player.
Not that. It has eight tracks. So when you fill those eight tracks up, then I can bounce it down and start over. So on my Christmas record, not to tangent, but on my Christmas record, I had all the time in the world. So I did a 70-piece choir.
Oh wow!
Like singing all the little parts here and there. So this machine's been great for me, and any kid who wants to make some music and all they have is a guitar and a cable and a set of headphones, you can, I mean, I did this whole record with that machine because I didn't have any money. You know, to sit in a studio and get exactly what you want, it takes a lot of money.
It takes a lot of money.
A lot of money, a lot of time.
So. No, I can my stepson, who has been in the production of audio, lights, and sound most his whole life, but as soon as computers, you know, were available, he was doing something with digital audio, mixing all that. I'm having trouble getting the vision of what's different about your analog piece that you've got. Maybe we could pull up a picture of it, but so folks can actually use that at their own home. Tell us what it's called again.
It's called the Boss 900 CD Recorder, and here's you a picture of it.
I'm just going to Google it because...
There it is.
Okay.
So, yeah, pull it up.
So it looks like a mixing board.
It does look like a mixing board. You can input to it. The great thing about it is that it has a CD burner. It's this one I'm looking at eBay right now is $353 plus $67.
Oh, look, I'm looking at one here for $198.
Well, there you go. So now it works off of flashcards, and they have limited space. But for me, I've always liked to have... So somebody, give me some limitations. Tell me that you're going to go drive this race in Talladega is exactly 2 miles long and you have to go around it a certain number of times. Give me some limitations so that I don't just run off like Jell-O with no form mold. Give me this limitation of these tracks. I can only have one. What are you telling me? I can only have one acoustic guitar track in this? Okay, it better be awesome then. It better be awesome.
Okay.
So you got to get the drums right. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
I can run off at the mouth about this machine.
And you almost shouldn't tell people.
Well, trade secrets, ancient Chinese secret, yeah.
You know what Eddie Van Halen said in an interview one time is there's plenty of room in the world for music. Make more. It doesn't take up any space.
That's
Oh, I like that
I like
quote.
That. That's good.
I like that quote
a
lot.
That's good.
Meanwhile, please don't feel like you're interrupting us and give us a call at 928-9228. Our lines are open. We were explaining to you what the show was, and you said, oh, I grew up with Swap Shop. Or was it called Trading Post? What was it? Tell us about your experience.
It'll come to me. But not this very instant.
That's okay. Where were you? Was it, and what was it like?
I grew up in Northeast Georgia. The station was Cornelia WCON 99.3 from Cornelia, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
People would have potatoes or an old truck. Amen for a $100 pickup truck.
Goats and chickens and goats.
We used to have that. We used to have a fella called Goat Man that would call in and say, I need some goats. And he would buy and sell.
He sounded like a goat, affectionately.
Yeah.
39. What was his number? I used to know his number.
3146, is that him?
No, I think you've merged some folks together. But we called him Goat
Man,
the
Yard Stud.
We nicknamed some regular callers. You know, back in the day when people picked up the phone and talked,
sure. Mm-hmm.
Before the internet and before the texting, it was a crazy busy show. Mm-hmm. Now we fill a lot of it with entertainment and silliness.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to be on today, and that's great. I love that.
And you get to be on today, mm-hmm. So that's cool. Is there another song of yours? Did I close it again?
You did not hit skip ads.
Well, I don't know if you can tell.
I don't even know if it's on him now. Looking for You, is that you?
You can play Love Me for the Rest of My Life. That's a little Bee Gees tune off one of my more recent records.
A Bee Gees. See, now we're all about the Bee Gees. You know,
Beachy, not Bee Gees.
Oh, Beachy.
Okay. I don't have quite that many cute friends around me.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about how you kill digital stuff.
but you got
Looking
there.
For You here.
Where? Is this it?
Play something off one of the newer records there, over here on the right side.
Over
there.
Here on the right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Above Looking.
Here?
No, to
where
the
am
your,
I looking?
Your right. Your other right.
Other right.
There you go.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, down below Goldie. Play Love Me for the Rest of My Life.
Okay.
That's a really cute one.
Is that a good one?
It's post-apocalyptic. What would happen if the newscaster came on and told you that the world is ending, which is kind of what we hear every day?
Oh, wow.
What would you do? You turn off the TV and grab the girl and, you know, go enjoy those last 30 minutes before Bruce Willis doesn't save the world and the meteorite strikes. Boom!
Neil Dover, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I stole cars as a way of life in the backwood Georgia hills. I ran merchandise with a switchblade. They all knew I would kill. I sold my soul to the...
No, wait a minute. We had such a great setup, and somehow I hit the wrong song.
Okay, so go back.
All right, back.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it was right there. It said "Love Me Forever," and then it disappeared.
And
that's
then
Looking for
okay.
You. I had it right here. Love Me for the Rest of Your Life.
Okay, click on Love Me for the Rest of Your Life.
I did. There we go.